90.3 KEXP Seattle, live from Austin during South by Southwest in the studios of Austin City Limits. Sponsored and made possible by the Recording Academy.
I'm Cheryl Waters. This is KEXP. We're at 90.3 FM in Seattle and online around the world at kexp.org. We're here at our home away from home down in Austin, Texas, broadcasting live from South by Southwest, and very, very excited to have the Rogers Sisters. Woo!
Even better than we hoped for. Everyone else just seems to understand. Call to hang his peak and check. Shot to save you, see it. It's now a lot more than any mortal man. No, no, diseases. No one can consider life. No, no, diseases. No one can consider life. Terror, demon, not believer, murder. Makes us more than hungry. Terror, bomb the world to murder.
Bye.
The Rogers Sisters live on KEXP, and very happy to have you here in Austin. You've actually been on KEXP in our hometown of Seattle.
Yeah.
So you're veterans of the live radio broadcast. And what are you all doing down here at South by Southwest? Is it a busy week for you?
Yeah, we have a bunch of shows we're playing starting tonight. Club DeVille.
Yeah, we have a showcase tonight for the Beggars Group. We're playing with lots of great bands that we're on a label with.
We're also here to eat a lot of delicious Mexican food.
Ah, I'm here for the same thing and some barbecue. Squeezing in, it's Mexican barbecue, just going back and forth. We don't get a lot of that in Seattle. Can we get a quick band introduction?
Yeah, my name's Jennifer. I play guitar and I sing.
My name's Miyuki. I play bass and I sing.
I'm Laura.
Well, welcome. It's great to have you here. And we've been playing a ton of the new CD, The Invisible Deck, and just love it. And I want to hear a little bit about how that album came together. But can you tell me about the title of it? I've heard that that's a well-known card trick. Are you card sharks on the side? I know you own a bar, and you're in a band, and now are you
card
sharks?
We have our own mafia. We do lots of illegal things. It's a card trick that our dad used to do when we were kids, and it's really hard to figure out how he does it. And we had a big party in New York, and
we had a magician.
he did the trick for Laura, but I missed it.
Can you do it now? Did he just
do
it for
it.
You?
Or? No, you have to have a special equipment to do it.
No, you have to have a special talent to
you
do it.
You have to be magic.
And we need a $50 donation.
So the card trick lives on in infamy with this new album. And anything special? Need anything special to put the new album together? I love the mini album that you had out. And this one sounds like you just sort of went balls out, sort of stretched your wings on it. Did you approach it any differently in the recording process?
Yeah, I mean, every time we do a record, we try to do something new and different. And we focused more on guitars this time. We worked on vocal harmonies. And I think it's a very cohesive record, I think. It's a solid statement.
It sounds like you did a lot of fun stuff with the drums as well.
Yeah, we covered the drums in different materials, and we did like some mic placements. We combined different mics together and actually like taped them together to create some sort of like magnetic field. I swear it's true.
It was a recording of an album and a live art piece.
That's right, and a science experiment.
Should have been there.
Well, everybody always calls, but I have read a number of reviews where people call you a political band, and I can tell that you're intelligent when I listen to your lyrics, but I don't know if that'd be the first thing that comes to my mind. It just sounds like you're having a lot of fun, but again, I can hear the intelligence in the lyrics, but do you feel if that label fits you well?
We don't really think of ourselves.
Intelligence in the lyrics, anyway.
Yeah, maybe that's the only.
We don't have any sort of political agenda. We never really set out to be a political band. We write things about what we see around us a lot of times, but we're not a political band.
Yeah, we're more concerned about what makes people do what they do instead of the end results. We're more we tend to write a lot about what drives people and what motivates people.
So you think that you're right? Not to get too deep here, but you think you're more of an observer and you're writing about what you see, or are you looking inside?
More like a casual tourist.
Speaking of casual tourists, I know you're called Brooklyn home, although Laura and Jennifer, you're from Detroit originally,
right?
And you're from Hawaii, which makes me jealous. But Brooklyn's been a great place for you, and there's a lot of great music going out of Brooklyn right now. Do you think that there's a scene going on? I mean, are you hanging out with musicians? Do you own a bar? Are they all sitting on a stool every night?
Well, there's always tons of bands in New York. It's such a huge city, and there's a million different scenes. So we have lots of friends that are in bands. But you know how the music business goes. Different cities get more popular and less popular, and styles of music change, and it goes in waves and cycles. So right now, there's still tons of bands in New York. I don't know how it's perceived from outside, but we're happy to be there.
Yeah, it's a great place for music. You know, what you just said is true, and I feel like I was saying that, though, 2 or 3 years ago about New York, and it hasn't cycled out yet. It just keeps coming strong.
Well, it seems like it to us, too.
It's great. It's a wonderful thing. Every time we turn around, it's worthwhile and something coming out of New York. And the Rogers Sisters, definitely one of those bands. Love to hear something more.
Okay, we're going to play two songs that are going to be the singles from our new record.
Wonderful.
First one's called Why Won't You?
The Rogers Sisters live on KEXP.
what's wrong? Why won't anyone believe your story? Why won't you say what's wrong? Why won't anyone believe your story? Why won't you wait? Don't wanna wait. Why won't you just go ahead and
the Rogers Sisters live on KEXP. Oh, that was far too brief, but wonderful to have you here, and have a wonderful trip. I know that you've got a big schedule ahead of you here this weekend. You told me earlier you're going to have a little bit of a tour with Art Brut and the Ponies, and I can't think of a better lineup. That's going to be an incredible set of shows, and have a great time, and thank you again so much for coming by.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful to have you all. And stay tuned. We've got Silver Sun Pickups coming up in just about an hour and a half here on KEXP.
90.3 KEXP Seattle, live from Austin during South by Southwest in the studios of Austin City Limits. Sponsored and made possible by the Recording Academy.
Support for KEXP comes from Chow Foods, presenting the Five Spot on the top of Queen Anne Hill. Home of the American Food Festival series, Five Spot has been serving classic American dishes for over 15 years. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late-night menus daily. More information at chowfoods.com. Seattle's neighborhood restaurants.